Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. Again, it is God's word that reminds us that even holy people sometimes have fear, but we ought not to let fear truly prohibit the ways and the goodness of God in our lives. I'd like us for a moment just to think about the scriptures and so begin with maybe a simple story. So there was a young man who had finished college and began working and had a very good job. After several years, he was able to buy a house and really began to kind of hopefully plan out his future, or at least map it out in his mind. He also then thought that he would get more serious in the dating scene, and so he began dating and found this wonderful lady who he dated for several months. And already in his 30s, they were on a date one time, and they began to share more intimate details about their lives. And he says, "When I was younger, as a man, I then dreamed that by the time I'd turned 35, I would have an incredible stable full of horses, an incredibly big car, a home, and even a vacation home in Aspen, Colorado." And the young lady kind of looked at him and smiled, and then she says, "Have your dreams been fulfilled?" And he says, "Just one. I turned 35. So sometimes we can have inspirations. We can have these lofty dreams. But really this weekend, God's word kind of has a progression. And the dream that Joseph has is not about lofty things, but it's about serious things. It's about God, God's gifts, especially that of salvation or redemption. So for me, there's kind of a movement in the scriptures, and this is how I might look at it. And you might obviously have your own perspective, but there's a movement or a progression. So we think about a sign that's kind of focused in the first reading from Isaiah, and then we move to the dream that we hear about in Joseph's experience in the gospel. And then the final part or segment is really the divine plan. The divine plan that still unfolds in our midst as we prepare for Christmas. But just a couple things about the first reading, so a plan or at least a sign. We know a couple weeks ago I gave you some examples of how we are bombarded by signs even at this time of the year. So many things that talk about sales or last chance or clearance, whatever it might be, that there's a lot of signs. But Ahaz was really invited by the prophet to ask God for a sign, in a sense, for some guidance. And the reasoning was that Ahaz was king in Jerusalem at that time. And there was truly political tension around not only his area, but from the north and the south. To the north were the Assyrians, who were very militaristic and very powerful. And they were kind of coming in or coming closer to Jerusalem. And then to the south were a couple other smaller kingdoms like Jerusalem. And so these kings were kind of encouraging Ahaz to join forces and to be able to, you know, possibly confront the Assyrians. And so Ahaz is caught in the middle. He doesn't know what to do. And today's reading describes his experience of saying, "No, I'm not going to tempt the Lord. I'm not going to ask for a sign." But then Ahaz reminds us that God will sooner or later reveal an incredible sign that somebody from the line of King David will be born, Jesus, and he will truly be the best king. But it helps us think about this mystery of God's plan that unfolds. And so we hear in the gospel today of Matthew, not only Mary already with child, but Joseph's in a sense, response and his dilemma. Ironically, I don't know, maybe some of you saw it last night. It's been on, I think, a couple times within the last week, a documentary, I think it's hosted by Kevin Costner. And last night, it kind of gave some, you know, it sometimes helps us not only to hear the story, but maybe to visualize it. But to know that this young couple were really caught in some, you know, difficult things that they had to sort out. And so it really kind of gave a realistic picture, at least one, of how Joseph felt. So obviously they were already engaged, to know that at the time there was an engagement. Then there was this waiting period, and then officially the marriage in which the man would take the woman into his house, and she would be wife. And so this happens before Joseph takes her into the house that Mary's expectant with child. And so it shows a little bit of the family tension, the disappointment, a little bit of Joseph. But then we know that he still wanted to honor Mary because he loved her. And today we hear about this dream that he has. And sometimes we have dreams, a lot of times we can't remember them, but they always say that if you can, or if you become alert, you should write them down. That's the best way. But to know that sometimes dreams are incredible moments or opportunities for us to become blessed with some insight. And so Joseph experiences this. And the angel said, do not be afraid. Take Mary as your wife. Everything, in a sense, is going to be okay. But Joseph was caught because he was not only thinking about his reputation, but also Mary's. And then at the time that they lived, that if a young woman was unmarried and found expectant with child, and if she was already engaged, that if he, you know, it says he decided to divorce her quietly, so he did not want to make a public scene, but he was trying to protect her, but also her life. Because at times there could be extremes of the law that would say she should be stoned to death. And then with her would be the child. And so Joseph is really caught and he's still sorting this out. But then we know that sooner or later after this angel appears, that Joseph becomes a man that shows us discernment and faithfulness to God. And then really he becomes, I think, a model for us. Sometimes to say we have to not only wrestle with it, but we have to bring it to God. And then somehow God can maybe guide us. And so Joseph, on this fourth Sunday of Advent this weekend, this year, because of the liturgical cycle, kind of invites us to think about, you know, his gift of virtue, him being a holy, just man, prayerful, and one who sought God's will and then followed it like with Mary, with great trust and humility. He then not only showed love, but he, in a sense, was blessed with grace because he then, sooner or later, kind of in his own way, said what Mary said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Really, he, in some sense, said, I am the man who will then not only love Mary, but the future child. So he became a committed caretaker. Joseph then followed the voice in his dream and then also helps us as we walk these final days of Advent, that we too can vow to choose to follow God's light and wisdom in those moments when we too are caught in some dilemma. But because of faith, we know that God's goodness can unfold because we really trust in him. And so Joseph is that model that we should also sometimes pray to along with Mary, that somehow we can be comfortable and yet knowing that God will bless us as he did. I pray that these final days may be one where we too can kind of let go of fears in those moments where we're confronted with things unexpected, but that like Joseph, we can follow through with God's plan and then know that sooner or later it brings about the greatest gift, redemption, salvation, life, and joy.